Sweet, sweet taboo. My pulse races as I sneak into your room. I hide in the depths of darkness, confident my place won't be seen. I have already taken off my pants to ready myself for the show you are about to give me. I hear the shower stop and know it won't be long till you are before my eyes. I see the door open and my heart skips a beat. My cock is already throbbing in anticipation. You stand before me with only a towel covering your luscious body. I start stroking slowly as I watch you take the towel off and start drying your skin. I have to let go of my rod, the sight of your naked body too much for me to take. I notice you are standing right before me, so close I can smell the fresh soap on you. You seem to be looking in my direction, but I know you can't see me. Then I behold a sight so beautiful it defies words. You start caressing yourself. Oh my God, this is more than I ever imagined. I watch you take both of your breasts in your hands, tweak your nipples. I want my mouth to be your hands. Your nipples grow so hard between your fingers. They grow hard like the cock I'm holding in my hand. How I wish I could recollect the time when I fed upon those breasts. Oh God, Mom, you are so hot. The heat is racing through my body. I am so turned on, I feel faint. You fall back on the bed, all the while still facing me, like you are putting on this exhibit for my benefit. I watch as you spread your legs wide, and I see heaven in all its glory. Your smooth pussy is there for me, glistening in its wetness, weeping for satisfaction. You then take your hand and spread your lips wide. I see deep into you. I see the place where I came from many, many years earlier. How I crave to get back to that spot, to break that sweet, sweet taboo. I am jerking my rod fast now, matching your strokes as you burrow into yourself. I hear your moans but can't make out the words. My heart beats so fast and loud in my chest I feel as if I am deaf. I sense you are close now, Mom, and I want to join you in your release. Oh God, I am so close. I grip my cock harder and jerk it faster, believing it to be your tight, wet pussy. Oh God, I'm going to come in you, Mom. Oh yes, my head screams as the cum splashes out my penis, completely covering me. I have come a little earlier than you, so I continue to watch. My heart slows down a bit, and my ears are free to hear. I hear you calling. Logic belies my ears. You couldn't be, could you? It's not possible. You are crying out to me?
I have the water running in the shower, but my shower had finished much earlier. I was acting on a suspicion I felt. I had witnessed the stains on the wall in my room. I was curious to see if they had come from where I thought. The thought electrified my senses, sending a hot flash to my wanting pussy. I cracked the door open and watched you sneak into my room, so stealth-like. I could barely hear your steps. You affirm my notion. It was you, son, leaving your presence on my wall. My heart raced as I quickly jumped back in the shower to make sure you believed my deception. I turned off the water, making sure you had plenty of time to get into your spot. Not knowing to you, but a little light behind your secret viewing area. Not enough for you to notice the difference in the lighting, but enough to throw your shadow on the wall. With this shadow, I could watch all of your movement and looking forward to the sight of your hand sliding up and down that young, virile pole. I open the door loudly to warn you of my entrance. I quickly take station in a spot to give you the best inspection possible. Then I let my towel down and slowly start to dry my eager body. Unbeknownst to you, I see your shadow start to dance its slow dance, and I know what you are doing. I can picture your fist around your maturing meat. You're 19 now, and for a second my thoughts distract me. Where has the time gone? I felt like just yesterday you were feeding at my bosom. And I grabbed my nipples. I imagined you feeding again, not for nourishment, but for something way more sinful. My nipples hardened under my thumbs, and I squeezed harder. I was wondering how your hardness compared. My passion increased, and I needed more satisfaction. I slid on the bed and put all of my glory on display, showing you that most sacred place you'd come from. How I wanted for you to be there again. I slid my fingers down into my pussy, thinking all the while it was your cock. I could hear the moan escape from your lips, and I kept pretending you were not there. I started moaning myself as my thrusting increased. I wanted to give you a message. I wanted you to know that I was prepared to break that barrier, to give into that sweet, sweet taboo. I called to you hoping you could hear, like I heard the smacking sounds you were making in their quest to find relief. I made myself louder and louder. You just had to know how I felt. Oh, God, yes, fuck me. Oh, God, son, I have wanted you so much. That's it. Fuck your mama hard. A final gasp escaped my throat as I came in a fury never felt before. I looked and I saw no movement in the shadows. I decided to uncover your voyeurism and walked over to where you were. I looked at you, stunned by my approach, glistening sweet sticky cum all over yourself. Did you like the show? I asked.